Now, do you remember this?
Ben should be proud of his performance. Up go the Kerryman. The break falls down to Tom Morrissey. Gets it inside to Pants McInerney. Back to Colin Clancy. Hello! The Banner County has done it. The kingdom has been rocked to its very foundations. As Morris Fitzgerald takes the break. Trying to drop it in. It's going in and it's gone over the bar. Just to put the icing on the cake. Oh, yes! It's a sweet, wonderful cake for the Banner County. Kerry have been beaten in the shock of the year. Possibly the shock of the decade.
There you go. That was Kerry and Clare in 1992. Will we ever forget it? Huge shock at the time. Clare 210, Kerry 12 points. Kerry out of the championship. This weekend, the Munster football final takes place not in Cusick Park in Ennis, but in the Gaelic grounds in Limerick. And a lot at stake, particularly, I suppose, for the Banner County. A huge opportunity for them. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, take the temperature of the Banner County heading into this match, is Paddy McMahon, Head of News and Sport at the Clare Echo. Paddy, good morning to you, and thanks so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Morning, Jerry.
Listen, what is the temperature like? What's the feeling like? Is there much disappointment at the fixing of this Munster final for the Gaelic grounds in Limerick, first of all, and not Cusick Park in Innes?
Well, that mood would have, I suppose, shifted on in the past week, Jerry, initially when it was kind of mooted that Cusick Park was a venue or a potential venue, and that Clare GAA were making proposals to Munster GAA, and in discussions with Kerry, there was a bit of excitement, and you know, everyone kind of recognised that it would add to a sense of an occasion, and that you probably would have a packed house in Cusick Park, which would have in the region of an attendance of 17,000 plus. Whereas now that it's in Gaelic grounds, you'd maybe be a small bit concerned that atmosphere could drop a bit, and you'd be nearly estimating you could have between 10 and 15 at max, I'd say, might attend Sunday's final. And look, as we know, when we've seen the round robin championship in the Munster hurling, there's been a huge boost to the local economy when games have been held in different provincial towns, and that was hoped would have maybe strengthened the case when Clare GAA were putting forward their argument, but there was no progress on that. So look, it's the Gaelic grounds on Sunday, but once that was done, everyone involved has kind of realigned their focus, and you know, it's all eyes on the Gaelic grounds Sunday now.
How much of a big win, big moment for this Clare seed? There's Clare team in their, I suppose, arc of development was that win over Cork in the last round. 14 points to 13 in Cusick Park in Innes.
A massive win, Jerry, you know, and especially just to give the context coming in, Clare committed on the back of ending their 6-year stay in Division 2 of the league, which was a big downer. So the manner in which they responded to win against Cork for the first time in 26 years, lots of lads that were on the field, even Killian Ruin, who got the last point, hadn't even been born in 97 when they got to win. His father, Bino, was on the panel and played in 92. So there's another link there. And Mark McInerney, who came on the field, his father was captain of Clare in 92, Francis McInerney from Dunbeg. So that win over Cork was huge. Arguably, you know, Colm Collins himself said it was his biggest winning championship. And even, you know, during his time, Clare reached 2 All-Ireland quarterfinals with some good scalps taken along the way. So beating Cork was massive and a fantastic response to the disappointment of the league relegation.
Yeah, look, the team has been named for the match. Key performers in Cork would be expected to do it again, I suppose, if Clare are to win the day. Jamie Malone at centre back at a massive game. Keelan Sexton with his 4 points in play as well. Podge Collins there as well, a danger.
Yeah, no, a lot of talent in that Clare team, and even speaking to Keelan Sexton in the build up to the final, you know, he kind of put it that you want to be marking the fellas with all stars to actually see how good you are. So he's looking forward to the challenge. And he also pointed out that on Sigerson Cup team, a lot of the time, you know, Clare guys were standing up and showing they were as good as, you know, what's there in the country. Emmett McMahon, who's playing centre forward, was captain of the UL team that reached the Sigerson Cup final. So there's plenty of ability there. Captain on Cleary, an excellent footballer, you know, as well. You go through the whole team, very strong team. You know, obviously, Darryl Bohannon misses out through injury. He was lining out at midfield, but Darren O'Neill comes into the fray. You know, his introduction at half-time in that Cork game really helped to change the game. And Keane O'Dea, very excellent footballer as well, is back on the panel for the first time this year's championship. So another lift for Clare heading into Sunday.
Yeah, how big of a performance will it have to be from the full back line, Manus Doherty, Killian Brennan and Killian Roan?
Absolutely massive. It's you know, there were slight injury doubts about both Manus and Killian heading into the game, which is a bit of concern, because as everyone knows, you need to be at the height of your power to be trying to tackle that Kerry full forward line. And looking to the game Sunday, I think it's crucial from a Clare perspective that they don't concede a goal in the first half. It's just about keeping belief sane in it. And the longer they're in it, in the fight, the belief will go, keep growing, and hopefully, from the Clare perspective, they'll want a strong Clare contingent in Gaelic grounds, obviously, for the semi-final. Clare supporters outnumbered Limerick, despite the game being held in Limerick. So Kerry will always bring a good following. So it's just, you know, for the Clare guys, they'd be hoping they can stay there, not concede the green flag. We saw the last championship meeting in 2021. It was the green flags really, you know, it really zaps the self-belief. So,
yeah,
you know, Clare just have to stay in it from that side of things.
Yeah, just back to, finally, the situation in regards to venue. Paul asked the question, how come Kerry and Clare don't have an arrangement home and away? As in the coming years, with the way Clare are developing, they're likely to come up against each other on more than one occasion.
Yeah, I think that's a shrewd observation, and I believe such negotiations are continuing on the back of the initial approach in the last couple of weeks. So it is something that is going to be progressed further, as far as I'm aware. So we could see a home and away agreement. Obviously, we saw how close the Clare 20s ran Kerry a couple of weeks ago as well. So there is, you know, there is, yeah, a lot of optimism around the development of Clare football.
There is.
They're heading,
yeah,
in the right
direction. And it'll be a busy weekend for Clare GAA fans, or busy year, because deep into the summer, the footballers will be playing now, no matter what happens on Sunday. And the Clare hurler is going great at the moment, Paddy.
Absolutely, yeah. There were some massive wins in Limerick last weekend. Newmarket Celtic, Clare Soccer Club, were the first team from Clare to win the first FAI Junior Cup that was held in Limerick. Clare Senior Hurlers, a couple of hours later, defeated the All-Ireland champion Limerick in Limerick. So they're hoping to cap off a three in a row of fantastic wins in Limerick by shocking the kingdom this Sunday.
Well, stranger things have happened. Paddy, listen, thanks a million for talking to us and taking the time this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Jerry.
Great stuff. Paddy McMahon there, Head of News and Sport at the Clare Echo. If you have a view on that, how are your feelings about the game on Sunday? Are you heading up there? The Kerry hurlers in action this weekend as well, of course. The Kerry under-20s against Sligo and the All-Ireland. All that stuff will be covered and previewed and covered in great detail over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, on Radio Kerry Sports. So tune in and keep tuned for that.